It's time now for your letters. Last week, guest host Daniel Zwerdling reported on military families seeking therapy once soldiers come home from war. He profiled a couple that endured job losses and an affair. James Patterson of Clarksville, Tennessee, wrote in to say this: "I know firsthand what it feels like to have to try to put Humpty Dumpty back together. I recently retired from the Army in 2007. Being a married soldier places many demands on the family. Multiple deployments and personal financial burdens while the soldier is deployed do not just go away." Clayton Smith, a Navy chief petty officer who's stationed in Yokosuka, Japan, had this to say: "I think it should be recognized how hard the military works to provide services to the members and their families. What the military can't do is live your family life for you. If the sergeant in your story was having an affair and not treating his wife and kids well, then at some point you have to ask, whose responsibility is that?" Daniel Zwerdling's essay questioning the need for preschool graduation ceremonies drew a lot of responses. Several listeners agreed that the pomp and circumstance is unnecessary for young children. Pilar Lozano wrote in to say this: "There's a good job epidemic sweeping the nation, and it's impacting our children's self-esteem in all the wrong ways. Children don't color for us, they don't stack blocks for us, they don't learn for us. Why can't we just travel alongside them as they experience the world and do our part by giving them the opportunities to explore, learn, and be successful on their own terms? At any rate, most of the time, children enjoy the learning process much more than the end result. Unless adults beat into them that what's important is the grade, the trophy, the award." And one of the most popular stories on NPR.org this past week was our report by George Bodarkey about the big gay ice cream truck driving around New York City. Some of the commenters were offended by the idea. Others wondered, what's the big deal? Nicole Palanti of Washington, D.C. loved the story and wanted to know what song owner Doug Quinn plays as he rolls through the neighborhood. Doug?
Well, right now the answer is none. There is no way that I'd have my truck playing one of those standard tunes like Pop Goes the Weasel. No way. But all of that is about to change because Jane Wedelin of the Go-Go's has written our official theme song. It's just as catchy as her biggest hit, Our Lips Are Sealed, but it's much... well, it's just much more gay.
Doug says Jane is still putting the finishing touches on that song. We'd love to hear from you. You can look for the listener comment section for every piece at the new NPR.org, or just go to NPR.org and click on Contact Us. Just remember to tell us where you live and help us out by telling us how to pronounce your name. This is NPR News.